Hello and welcome to Just a Minute, the radio game show that's now on television, so Radio 4 listeners may still prefer to watch it with their eyes shut. I didn't write the joke, it's all right, I don't mind. With which thoughts, let me introduce my guests, and firstly my resident guest and constant companion. In fact, we've been seen together so often now, people are beginning to talk. Yes, they're saying, surely they must have gone off each other by now. Yes, it's television's Mr. Tony Slattery. Sitting next to Tony is an improviser, comedian, keyboard player and nuclear physicist. Yes, he's television's Mr. Improvised Comedy Keyboard Playing Nuclear Physicist, Dr. Richard Branch! On my right, a comedian with a cheeky grin, a glint in his eye and an unusual mole on his left buttock. Or so I was told. He's a very funny man indeed. Television's Mr. Very Funny Man Indeed with the unusual mole on his left buttock, Tony Hawks. And last, and again by no means least, lending some gravity to the otherwise frivolous proceedings, we have a man who is a broadcaster, gourmet, politician, aviator, and columnist. He's flown in, cooked us a meal, made a programme about it, reviewed it in the papers, and then had it banned by Act of Parliament. Sir Clement Freud! Right, for those of you who may be new to Just a Minute, it's very simple. The rules are, well, the rules such as they are, I try to interpret them. But basically, I ask each panellist in turn to speak on a subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitating, repeating anything, or deviating from the subject. And of course, they can challenge, they gain points if I uphold the challenge, and whoever is speaking, if I don't uphold the challenge, gains a point. And they can repeat the subject as well, yes. So let's carry on. It'll all become clear as we play the game. Tony Slattery, he's going to begin the show this week. Tony, double parking. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
I looked out of the window this morning, and to my surprise, I saw someone trying to park a Fiesta car. The person in question had on a red blazer and a blue polo neck. I rushed down. I looked in that individual's face.
Clement Freudchild.
He's looked twice.
Oh, yeah, no, yes, you look too strongly there. Clement, you have a correct challenge, so you get a point for that. You take over the subject, which is double parking. There are 44 seconds left, starting now.
Double parking is a not unusual chess move, rather like the poison pawn or the Sicilian defense. What happens is that you move rook to knight's queen two.
And and Richard Branch challenged.
I think there was a hesitation.
You
after the
think
two.
It, but definitely
yes, there was. Yes.
He made up something completely fallacious and then stopped. Right, double parking's with you, Richard Branch, and there are 29 seconds left, starting now.
Double parking is one of the perils of flat ownership. Now, three or four different families live in one building and they've all got at least one vehicle. They have...
Tony Slattery.
Sorry, that was harsh, but there were two ones very close. One
yes,
vehicle, one family.
Yes,
yep.
One
sorry.
Family, yes. Right. But a correct challenge, no less. So another point to you, Tony. Don't be embarrassed. That's the toughness of the game. 20
That's
seconds.
That's right, Nick.
Yeah. 20 seconds are left for you on double parking, Tony, starting now.
The point I was trying to make is that I looked into the face... Oh, my God!
That's awful. Well, that's the third time you've looked.
I know. It's pathetic. I'm so sorry. I apologise.
You know the way you look, yes, but it can't be helped, isn't it? 18 seconds, Richard, on double parking, starting now.
I double parked once in Kensington, and the traffic wardens there were particularly harsh on me. They took me out of my vehicle and...
Tony Hawks a chance.
Repetition of vehicle.
Yes, you had a vehicle last time you were speaking, right. I'm afraid. Tony Hawks, you have a point, a correct challenge, of course, and the subject of double parking, 10 seconds, starting now.
I once worked as a chauffeur for Roger Moore's double. So in a sense, every time I park...
Clement Freud.
Roger Moore's double is repetition.
It's a repetitious sort, but he wasn't repeating anything in Just a Minute. But Clement, what we'll do is give you a bonus point because the audience enjoyed your challenge. But Tony gets a point for being interrupted. He keeps the subject 6 seconds, double parking, starting now.
Yesterday morning, I got up and looked out of the window. To my surprise, I saw a man in a red blazer with a blue polo neck shirt. Double parking.
visual tells us that 60 seconds are up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Tony Hawk, so he's taken the lead at the end of that round, but they've all scored points, and we move forward to the second round. Richard Branch is going to take the second round. The subject, London pubs. Richard, will you tell us something about those in this game, starting now?
Isn't it great to have a local pub? A place you can go in any time of day and everybody knows your name. I have an establishment just up the road from me, and when I walk through the door, all the clientele turn around and say, "Hello, Richard, how are you?" And I say, "I'm very well, thank you. I'll have a pint of your..."
Tony Hawk.
I just want to know if this is a pub for children.
A bit like Listen with Mother, didn't
you? Hello, Richard, how are you today? Oh, I'm splendid, thank you very much.
Yes, it was good fun, wasn't it? So what's your challenge within just a minute?
Hanging out with small children.
Deviation.
No. All right, a bonus point to Tony Hawks, but a point to Richard for being interrupted. He keeps going on London pubs, 40 seconds, starting now.
The great thing about London pubs is they charge you much more than...
Tony Satcher.
Sorry, this is not a word, I was charged.
Really, it's going a bit casual.
They charge you. This jacket costs charge me £8.
He said he just left the pub. They sold the souls with that pub. Right, yes. 36
I thought you overdid that slightly, actually.
I know.
You kind of lost them halfway through.
Well, no, I didn't get them at all, actually. That's why I went on, but it was too late by then.
You're doing it again.
36 seconds, Tony Slattery, London pub, starting now.
I go to a strange pub in London called the Cantilevered Bra, and the publican behind the element, which you might call a surface on which they serve drinks, looks remarkably like Nicholas Parsons.
Clement Freudshaw.
A repetition of like.
Yes, you said like before, and now looking remarkably like Nicholas Parsons.
Quite harsh.
Yes. But accurate, unfortunately. Clement, you have
right.
A correct... Yes, all right. It doesn't matter. They're talking about us, Tony. Be careful. The 24 seconds are left for London pub, starting now.
The London pub that I like best is in Camden Hill and has five ladies' loos and no gents, which does make it awfully difficult for people of the male gender. Often...
Tony Slattery.
Oh, I'm sorry, was there a pause? There was
yes, there was a pause. Yes. I think he was trying to work out of these... I don't know, I think it's amazing. 11 seconds, London pubs with you, Tony, starting now.
Yes, I've been to the pub which Clement refers to, and there are indeed many, many...
Tony Hawk's got
yes,
in.
There may well have been a repetition of the word many.
It was, definitely. 6 seconds for you, Tony. Another point as well. London pub starting now.
What a marvellous place to begin a courtship, a London pub. You look over at the beauty the other side of the bar and say, oi.
Tony Hawks was speaking as a whistle when gained an extra point for doing so, and he has taken a very strong lead at the end of the round. Clement Freud, will you take the next round? The Buckingham Palace shop. Will you tell us something about that in this game? 60 seconds, starting now.
The Buckingham Palace shop is an expression to denote when a footman or royal flunky discloses information about a prince or princess to the tabloids. And a pretty disgraceful game it is, to my way of thinking. The Daily Mirror and other newspapers, smaller in size than I would care to read on a morning, pay good money to get information which is salacious and often untruthful. I am against the Buckingham Palace shop, which is why I so favour the opening of a place where citizens...
Tell you what, Charles.
Was there a hesitation there?
I think there was a hesitation. Freud, you've won them over magnificently, yes. All right. But I think there was. I think he was stumbling.
I actually buzzed by accident. I just leant on it, really. I think it put him off, and then... sorry.
Yeah, I think I have to give the benefit of the doubt, and on this occasion it goes to you, Tony Hawks, the point, and the Buckingham Palace shop, 23 seconds, starting now.
I don't know very much about the Buckingham Palace shop.
And Richard Branch?
That's deviation, then. Who doesn't know much about it?
It's not deviation.
It's a subject, so if he doesn't know anything about it, it must deviate.
But it doesn't matter if he doesn't know anything about it. An object will come up by there soon. You've got to mean something about it. You've got to talk about it.
Mm. All right. You have
to slightly given away the object round.
I think this show has been going for a number of weeks, and probably of our regular viewers do know we have an object round.
Hmm. I love you.
But don't reveal it in public. All right. So, Richard, you have to keep going. I know you haven't played the game as often as the Snatchers of this world, but you have to keep going whether you know anything about the subject or not.
Okay.
The Buckingham Palace shop, 20 seconds. Another point to you, Tony Hawke, starting now.
I ask myself the question, does the Buckingham Palace shop sell King Edward potatoes? It might be the kind of thing that they would sell in...
And Clement Floyd challenge.
Two Zells.
There were two Zells, yes, Clement. So you have the subject back again. Another point to an 11 seconds starting now.
An awful lot of people queue down Buckingham Palace Road in order to get entry.
Tony Stafford. I think it was a hesitation.
Yes, yes, but I think he was trying to say the Mall is where they queue. Right, so Tony, 6 seconds.
No. I was not trying to say the Mall.
Well, don't they queue down the Mall?
Not for the Buckingham Palace shop, no.
Oh, I see. They queue down Buckingham Palace Road. Oh, well, we stand corrected, don't we? 6 seconds for you on the Buckingham Palace shop. Tony Slattery, starting now.
In the Buckingham Palace shop, I bought a wind-up Princess Margaret, which comes apart. Inside, there are lots of miniatures of whiskey and gin. It's very...
Tony was then speaking as a whistle when gained an extra point. He's in second place. Now, Tony Hawkes is still in lead, and then Clement Floyd and Richard Ranch in that order. And, Tony Hawkes, it's his turn to begin. The subject, Berkeley Square. Will you tell us something about that magnificent square in this game, starting now?
That certain day you passed my way, there was music abroad in the air, and as I stopped to smile at you, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. A marvellous 40s song which has filled our house as I grew up, my mother singing at the piano. Oh, such joys were shared by our familial gatherings round about Christmas. I was so intrigued by the place, I went there once wearing an anorak. Not relevant to the story, but one I thought I'd throw in anyway. This was a disappointment, given the way I'd been introduced to it as a child, as a romantic location where you might meet the sweetheart of your dreams who would whisk you off your feet and take you to a very special place, where cake and chocolate is eaten. I have a feeling no one's going to buzz me here.
Richard Branch, yes, your chance.
We were getting way off mark this week. Cake and chocolate.
And he only had 2 seconds to go. You have really alienated yourself from this audience, Richard. They wanted him to go. He was so romantic. I didn't know there was so much romance in your soul, Tony. I really didn't.
Well,
steady.
Oh, God, Slattery, you're impossible. Richard, you did actually have a correct challenge. So within the rules of the game, I give you a point, and you take over the subject of Berkeley Square with only 2 seconds to go, and the anger of the audience is starting now.
Berkeley Square.
And, oh, Tony Snackley, challenge you.
The challenge is not much. It's just that I think the audience hate you so much they'll uphold my challenge. But that was a way to win the sympathy back for you.
Oh!
It hasn't. It's won it for you, you lot.
No, right,
you've got 1.5 seconds on Berkeley Square. Tony Slattery starting now.
An Albatross.
Oh, Richard Branch's challenge, yes.
I just wanted to finish off the minute, that's
all. Yes, that's right, yes. You have another correct challenge there. Berkeley Square's back with you, Richard. 1 second starting now.
Berkeley
Square. Yes,
Richard. He started before the second.
Absolutely right, yes. Tony Slattery, another point. Starting now. No, no. Tony Hawkes.
Could I have a go?
Right, 1 second, starting now.
Always stand
yes,
on.
It on. Yes.
It's just he's got a nasty shirt.
A wrong challenge. So Tony Hawkes finishes the round. No, you want him to finish the round. Right.
So you have minds of your own.
Half a second on Berkeley Square, Tony Hawkes starting now.
Clement Floyd is one of the...
Thank 10-year-old Charlie with a subject, and very rightly finished with it. He lost 2 seconds of time to Richard Branch and Tony Snatchley, who were having a game on their own over on this side of the table. We're going to do something slightly different now. Instead of me giving them a subject, we're going to present to them an object. This, look at that. I'm sure if you tried to eat that, you'd feel exactly like that noise. Right. Tony Snatchley, there is an object. You might know what it is, you might not. Would you talk about it in 60 seconds, starting now?
I suffer very badly from hay fever, which means I have to take certain drugs called antihistamines, one of which is oxymetazoline hydrochloride, which is a vasoconstrictor, which means it makes the...
Clement Freud Challenge.
Three witches. Two I would have gone for.
Yes, which means, which means. Clement Freud, you have a correct challenge. You have this object in front of us, and there are 47 seconds starting now.
The object in front of us is a plate of jellied eels, a quite delicious confection, which is set in what is called in the East End of London liquor, but is actually the juice in which the fish is cooked and then set. Because of the...
Richard Ranch.
2 sets?
Yes, that's right. So Richard, well, listen. 29 seconds for you to tell us something about the object starting now.
The scale model of a Norwegian fjord before us is a very accurate model indeed.
Tony Snatchley.
Two models.
Yes, so Tony, you've got in again. Another point, of course. And there's the object in front of you. 23 seconds starting now.
All right, not to put too fine a point on it. Medically, if health is...
Tony Hawk's challenge.
I think hesitation.
You're definitely right, and you've cleverly got him with only half a second to go. There is the object, half a second, starting now.
Here is an example of what can happen.
Once again, Tony Hawk's are speaking as the... That's what happens if you eat jelly deals. Tony Hawks is speaking as the whistle went and gained an extra point for doing so. He has increased his lead at the end of the round. We've come to the halfway mark in the contest, such as it is. Tony Hawks is definitely in the lead ahead of Richard Branch, then Tony Snatchley, and in last place, because he wishes me to mention it, Clement Freud. And this is the point where we take the time to rub witch hazel on each other's sensibilities, and for that we'll need some privacy. So we'll see you after this. Welcome back to Just a Minute, and we're going to have some more minutes in just a minute, but now I'm not going to give our panelists a subject. I'm going to ask our audience to give them a subject. Is there any subject any member of the audience would like any one of these four bright sparks to talk about? If you have a subject, leap up and give it to me. There's a gentleman there. Yes, what is the subject?
Tony Slattery's sideburns.
Yes, I've noticed them. Yes. Are you trying to bring back the sideburn, are you, Tony? Any other suggestions?
Docker's disgusting habits.
Docker's disgusting habits, and I think Tony Slattery's sideburns is a very good one. Yes. And Tony Hawks, will you tell us something about Tony Slattery's sideburns in 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
Interestingly enough, Tony Slattery's sideburns used to be mine, but he stole them from me just before the show began. He crept into my dressing room when I was taking a little nap, and with his scissors, chopped them away from the side of my face, placing them on his lovely cheeks. Now they adorn his visage with a marvellous complexion. I don't want to carry on.
So, Richard, you challenge, yes.
He doesn't want to carry on.
He doesn't want to carry on, so we call it hesitation. Richard, will you tell us something about Tony Slattery's sideburns? 35 seconds, starting now.
A little-known fact about Tony Slattery's sideburns are that the left one...
Tony Slattery.
Sorry, that's quite bad grammar. A little-known fact is. That's the deviation from the English language.
I know, and I'm glad you got in, because I'd like you to tell us something about your sideburns. And you have 31 seconds, starting now.
Curiously enough, these sideburns aren't mine at all. They come from leftover bits of Lionel Blair. He was in panto once, I believe, with Una Stubbs, and he fell into a threshing machine. And he suffered an appalling facial injury, which is why he's got the hairstyle he has now. But the stuff which actually plummeted to the floor, I picked up, and in a rather Blue Peter way, got some sticky back plastic and a couple of fairy liquid bottles, and I mashed the whole thing together. And that is why I now look like Gareth Hunt or one of the other people.
And Miss Ashley was speaking as a whistle wind, telling us a completely fictitious story about his sideburns. But he did get a point for speaking as a whistle wind, and at the end of that round, he's still in second place. Kevin Foy, will you take the next round? The one that's been thought of by Ian Messiter is rather a bizarre one. Hampstead to Putney by bus. Yes, I thought it was set you alight. The audience have gone hysterical. Kevin Floyd, would you take the subject? And 60 seconds starting now.
It would be a very foolish thing to do, because a train from Euston to Richmond enables one to get on at West Hampstead and emerge at Putney. And a very happy time would be had by anyone in this sparkling atmosphere which Underground Railway's London region, in brackets, provides for all those season ticket holders and old age pensioners who, provided they do not travel in peak times, may show a card whereby...
There was a hesitation. Yeah, I think
it was provocation.
I've never heard such magnificent rubbish in my life. Well done, Truman. Yes, it is. I know. Hampstead to Putney by bus, Richard. 26 seconds are left. Starting now.
Hampstead Heath is a marvellous place to wait for a bus before the thing arrives.
Tony Hawks.
Buses don't go on Hampstead Heath. People walk their dogs on Hampstead Heath. It's a disastrous place to wait for a
bus. That's why you can wait for so long.
But it's still very pleasant.
It is. No, actually, there is now a bus service which goes right over the top of Hampstead Heath beside the Whitestone Pond.
Oh,
so it was an incorrect
well,
challenge.
Well, I bow to all you Hampstead livers.
Hampstead livers? I haven't got a liver. Well, I'm a Hampstead one anyway. Richard Barnes, it was an incorrect challenge. And there are 22 seconds since London... Putney by bus.
I haven't seconds. Got a Hampstead liver, so yes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm giving myself the toaster for £2. It's the quiz of the week from Norwich. You still think you're there, don't you? You're wearing the same clothes, the same jokes.
But I'm not. Richard Branch, you had a correct challenge. You have Hampstead to Putney by bus, and there are 22 seconds starting now.
From the top deck of the bus as you travel south, you can see most marvellous things in London. I once noticed...
Tony...
I'm sorry, but I think it was a marvellous place to wait for the bus on Hampstead Heath before.
That's right.
Too marvellous.
Quite right.
That's right. Well, listen, Tony Hawks. 15 seconds for you to tell us something about Hampstead to Putney by bus starting now.
You could begin your journey on the 24 bus from Hampstead Heath and go down to Trafalgar Square. Then it would be necessary to change onto a 17...
Tony Slattery, yes?
Well, that's my preferred mode of travel, the wah-wah-wah.
All right, hesitation, Tony, you've got in with 3 seconds on Hampstead to Putney by bus starting now.
I got onto the Hampstead to Putney bus and I couldn't believe what I saw.
Clement Freud, challenge.
There is no such animal.
There's no Hampstead to Putney bus.
No,
there is a bus. No, you cannot get to Putney, but you can go down the other side to Finchley Road and get on the 28 bus, but you cannot. You cannot get on this. I'm a bus commuter. I've never been on a show that has actually made me hysterical before. Kevin Freud, you have a correct challenge. 1 second on Hampstead to Putney by bus, starting now.
West is the direction in which you would travel.
The whistle went and Kevin Freud was speaking at that moment, gained an extra point for
doing
so. What's that?
Have I won?
No, you have won a distinction for yourself. No. But the man who took the lead right at the beginning and held it through thick and thin to the end, we say he's the winner this week, Tony Hawks. And after that terrifying insight into the origins of gang warfare, it's time to say goodbye. So, from Tony Slattery, Richard Branch, Tony Hawks and Clement Freud, and myself, Nicholas Parsons, we do hope you have enjoyed the show. And you'll be with us when once again we take to the air and we play Just a Minute. Till then, from all of us, goodbye.
And without fear of repetition, there's a new Just a Minute at the same time next Thursday.